wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Hello. Welcome back to CITR. Thanks to Peter there for the regular Breakfast with the Brown show on a Monday morning. My name's Matthew and I'm the host of Stranded, the Australian and Canadian music show that we've been broadcasting here just for not too long. It's still a fresh show, playing fantastic alternative music from the Southern Hemisphere, music hopefully you haven't heard before, and also fresh tracks from Canada. And I've still got a lot of Canadian music history to dig into, and it's only an hour a week, but I'm plugging away, doing my best. Today is another special show. We have guest interviewers because it's International Women's Day. March 8th every year is International Women's Day, and I'm very happy to be joined in the studio here by Laura, who is from Edmonton and used to be a host of a feminist radio show there in Edmonton called Adam and Eve, and also has Ariana, her co-host, as well. So we'll be talking to them soon. Do you want to quickly say hi?
Hi, thank you very much for having us on the show. We're really excited.
That was Laura. And
hey, Matt, thanks for the chance to be on the show with you today.
That's a pleasure. This is Ariana, you just heard there, from Edmonton. We'll be talking to them throughout the next hour. And I'm going to start with some Australian music, of course. And this is, we played them last week, the Divinals. This, I was thinking Chrissy Amphlett from the Divinals is definitely the Australian female rock music icon. Listeners would probably be familiar with that song, I Touch Myself, from the mid to late 90s, which was their big hit. But the Divinals were a very powerful band on the Australian live circuit for many years before that. And she's still quite prominent. I'm very self-assured. She left home as a teenager and travelled to England, France and Spain. Was somehow imprisoned for busking. They didn't really particularly like people busking back then. And in prison she decided, no one's going to stop me being the powerful rock goddess I'm meant to be. And she went on to have a fabulous career. And this is the song Science Fiction by the Divinals.
Is my addiction. I've gone on my books, so what? Thank you.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
You are on CITR this morning on International Women's Day. And it's a very exciting show today on CITR, the Australian-Canadian music show, Stranded. I have two special guests in the studio. But first, just a quick back announce there. So you heard bookended there. The first track and the last track were two very strong Australian female musical icons. Chrissy Amphlett with the Divinals at the start with the song Science Fiction. In the middle there was the Clouds. They were a band, quite a fixture on the alternative circuit in the 90s. That's from a song from their classic album, Penny Century. And lastly was Magic Dirt with a very noisy number there from the mid-90s. Adelita from Magic Dirt is probably the current reigning just fabulous Australian front woman. Magic Dirt, a very integrous band, have been around for a long, long time. And that was a great feedback-drenched song off their very first EP from the mid-90s. So it's International Women's Day, and I'm really, really pleased to have two old friends, actually, in the studio from Edmonton, Alberta, Laura and Ariana.
Hi, thank you very much for having us here.
Happy International Women's Day, Matt.
Thank you very much. thank you so much for coming down at such short notice. I met you guys in Edmonton. Well, Ariana, we met in the box office of The Fringe. Remember
true.
That?
True.
A few years ago.
The International Fringe Festival. Tiniest box offices ever.
Yeah.
Remember those little tiny cubicles with the headsets?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was in Edmonton. Edmonton's got a really great radio station there called CJSR. And Laura and Ariana used to be part of the feminist program called Adam and Eve.
Yeah, yes. Adam and Eve.
Yeah. Did you want to tell us a little bit about what you did there on the show?
Well, Ariana actually resurrected the show. Do you want to talk about how you got it started?
Sure. It was an amazing program that was around back in the 80s, and it disappeared for a while. And I was ranting, I think, about a gender studies class to a friend of mine who was Sam Power, who's a volunteer at CJSR as well. And she said, you know, you really should go and talk to Tiffany Ronalds and the director there about starting up the feminist show again. And I thought, no, I couldn't possibly. And then I ended up going in, and it was amazing. And just every year, more and more amazing women join the show. There's actually a guy now on the show, too, but that's where I met Laura. I think Jocelyn is the one that got you involved, right?
Yeah, I just started doing stuff on the show, and it was such a great way to be involved in feminist and just the feminist community, and speaking about events, talking about issues, and really immersing yourself in that political world, I guess. Yeah,
it was an excellent outlet too. Anytime there was something in the news or in your personal experience that was just such a pain, you know, when it comes to gender issues, it was such a great outlet because you knew at the end of the week you could go on the show on Friday and say something about it.
Yeah, radio is such a good way of expressing yourself and
totally
sharing with others.
Yeah, and I was always impressed by the quality of the production, and it's still an on-running show. As far as I'm aware, Jocelyn is still keeping the show going.
She's amazing.
Yeah, still doing really well, so.
Yeah, and listeners can are there actual podcast downloads? What would the address be?
They are now updating the website regularly, so good for them. It's www.cjsr.com/news, and there's a show drop down menu you can choose Adam and Eve from.
Yep. Adam and Eve, that's a feminist program on the CJSR radio station, so our equivalent, I suppose you'd say, in Edmonton, a station with a lot of history, been around for 25 years, and I had my introduction to radio there. Amazing people. So it is International Women's Day today, and Laura, we were just talking about the differences between how it's sort of recognized here and in other countries, and it was intriguing. What did you find there?
Well, just researching a little bit about International Women's Day, It's been described as a holiday in some countries somewhere between Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. So more of a sentimental holiday in which women are celebrated for being women, I guess. But I think here in Canada, it's more of a political event. We all kind of agreed that we are envision of Women's Day is more of a political event where you might march or you might educate others about the economic and political and social gains and I guess issues that women are still working towards. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, still a lot of work to be done everywhere in the world, even here. Mm-hmm. Some of the current, I guess, government policies haven't been overly friendly towards women generally in the last few years, would you say?
Yeah, there's been a couple of policies that I find problematic. The national child care policy was scrapped by the Conservative government, and now they only have their $100 monthly subsidy for families, which I think we all agree is laughably small. Also, the court challenges program has been sidelined. And then also they have the Citizen in Canada, which they closed many branches, decreased funding. So that decreases research in the area of women's rights and feminist thought. And
momentum, yeah.
And then it also decreases the voice of opposition when those other kinds of things are getting passed and put through.
Mm-hmm.
There's less outcry in Ottawa.
Yeah, so there's a lot of troubling policies that have come forward, and I think that this is a day to remember that and to think about that and to try and do something about it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And also a day to celebrate strong female icons. And I mean, in music, there's been an undeniable history, from the 60s onwards, I suppose, for passionate and integrous performers. And this, actually, Ariana, you mentioned Missy Higgins, an Australian. How did you come to know about her?
I can't remember. I think she's got fantastic style. I really like her.
Yeah, she's a quality. She's a real quality artist. We'll play a song right now, and you'll hear what I'm saying. This is Missy Higgins from Australia. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and we're celebrating today International Women's Day.
In my head.
So what we just heard there was a bit of a MySpace medley from Missy Higgins, just a taste for what you're just about to hear, which is a full song. This is a song called Scar by Missy Higgins, a fantastic 24-year-old Australian artist. This is Missy Higgins.
Next to an office that used those Dandelion buns. And before I knew I had shiny skin and it felt easy being clean like him, I thought this one knows better than I do. A triangle trying to squeeze through a circle. He tried to cut me so unfit. And doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that she smelled like sugar and spoke like the scene. She told me, don't trust them, trust me. Then she pulled in my stitches one by one, looked at my insides, clicking her tongue, and said, this will all have to come undone. A triangle trying to squeeze through a circle. She tried to blind me so I'd fit. Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver the way things could have gone? And doesn't it feel peculiar when everyone wants a little more? So that I do remember to never go that far. Could you leave me with the sky? Just in time, although my old self was hard to find. You can bathe me in your finest wine, but I'll never give you mine. Cause I'm a little bit tired of fearing that I'll be the bad fruit nobody buys. Tell me, did you think we'd all dream the same? And doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver the way things could have gone? And doesn't it feel peculiar when everyone wants a little more? So that I do remember to never go that far. Could you leave me with the sky?
Did I win or did I lose? Cause I ain't scorekeeping. You can ask the devil, did she really sing the blues? While you kept me from sleeping. I've been waiting for the man, but the man don't understand what my soul is seeking. And the chains that I chose are the chains that I know. My red eyes weeping while he keeps me from sleeping. But I ain't scorekeeping what my soul is seeking.
of escape. Followed at high speed, roughed up and handcuffed and led away.
Welcome back to CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Special March 8th every year is International Women's Day, and we're playing all female content today. And we're joined in the studio by, of course, Laura and Ariana, who are from Edmonton.
Yes.
Hello again.
Hello again.
And amazing hosts of Adam and Eve, which is the feminist radio show in Edmonton. They've both relocated. You're both here for different reasons. Laura, you're nursing, and Ariana, you're here studying.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll just go back to that quickly, but I should back announce the songs first. Yeah, three great songs there. You heard at the top of the set Messy Higgins, which was Ariana's pick from Australia.
Thank you for playing it.
Oh, my pleasure. And two really high-quality artists there, too. Simone Penkethman from Canberra with her song Devil's Song. She's a real fixture on the Canberra music scene. Canberra's not known for being the most exciting place in the world, being the capital city, but it's really changing now. And Simone's one of those artists who's really stuck it out and is doing some amazing things there. We also heard Claire Bowditch. Now, she is another incredible artist currently playing in Australia. And I actually just found reference. She was able to do a guest editorial for Australian Musician Magazine. They called it the Ms. Musician Edition. Edition of the magazine devoted to female artists, which I thought was really great. Especially given Australia's history of male-dominated rock and roll. That's amazing to see Claire Bowditch there. Laura, you are here down doing some nursing. I was wondering, we spoke a little bit about midwifery, and it's a bit of a controversial topic.
Coming from Alberta, I mean, midwives have only recently been funded by the government in Alberta. It used to be that if you wanted a midwife, you had to pay out of pocket. And there's certainly different culture there regarding midwifery care and whether or not it's safe. And so I found here it being really refreshing, the view that most people have about midwives, that they're really safe and that they really support women in important times in their lives and are a good option and support choice. So, yeah. I guess in my work and also regarding midwifery, there's a lot of choice involved in that, and so I think it's really important that women always have options and choices in their care and important time in their life when they're having their baby. So, yeah.
Is this something that you, like, I mean, would it be easy for you to train up in that and actually, I mean, you were saying it's difficult in Alberta to be a professional in the system working in that capacity, but maybe here in BC it's a little different?
Well, actually, to train to be a midwife is not easy. They don't make it easy in Canada. There's not a lot of training programs. Hmm. There's one in Western Canada, and it's here at UBC.
Hmm.
And if you are already a nurse, you do not get extra credit. So it's another 4 years to have a Bachelor of Midwifery.
Wow.
So a lot of nurses don't train to be midwives because they've already done a lot of schooling, and it's a big commitment. But I think in countries like Australia and New Zealand and the UK, it's not like that. I think it's a lot easier to train. So a lot of people do go internationally to do it, or they go down to the US. But I think midwifery is only going to become more popular, and it's in huge demand across the country, even in Alberta, where it's kind of fringe.
Yep.
There's a lot of demand. Yeah.
That's right. As we've become, entering this new era where holistic thinking is becoming more predominant, whole brain thinking, and I can't help but think of the yoga movement now that's sort of sweeping the world. That's predominantly female based. The yoga asanas. Someone said to me the other day, it's roughly 80% female participants in yoga around the world. And there's a lot of repercussions for that, for the holistic view that comes with the yoga frame of mind, organic eating, concept of the male and female balanced divine in that yoga worldview. It's an exciting time to be living.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
And Ariana, you're down here studying a master's degree?
Yes, I'm in education.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I know we spoke a while back. You're hoping to do some more of this sort of multimedia type work or working with youth.
That's sort of my passion outside of school. I was going to study sort of alternative media and especially produced by youth, and then I decided that's just kind of I didn't want to study it. I just wanted to do it. So that's what I've been doing. I was actually just up in Peace River, Alberta, working with some youth there. They're quite displeased with the nuclear power plant that's being put up in their backyards. So that was tons of fun. But yeah, for school, I'm actually looking at feminist radio archives, looking at sort of intimacy and community that's created through that kind of alternative media. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Oh, wow. So actually digging through sound recordings of what eras are we talking about?
I'm not totally sure yet, but I think I want to look a little bit at actually Adam and Eve in Edmonton, and then some of the
borrowed pieces that we use. We use other people's voices a lot in the show in Edmonton, and sort of looking at the news pieces that we've taken from other shows, like Women's International News Gathering Service and EuroQuest and things like that. So.
Oh, wow. That's wow. That's so exciting. There's so much interesting stuff happening that, geez, every day is something new and positive. Thanks so much. We better press on. It's only an hour for this show, which is very unfortunate. I still have to play some Canadian music too, but I just want to quickly play this very different sound you'll hear now from an artist named Mirangi, described as soulful world roots, vocal beats, and bass loops. This is an Australian artist, Mirangi. And then we'll get into some Canadian music. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and it is International Women's Day. Okay.
Oh,
Okay, we're rapidly coming to the end of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, the special International Women's Day edition. You just heard their beautiful song by Joanna Moon. She's a Canadian artist. And at the top first in the middle was Vancouver, a band that Laura here requested. Thanks.
Yeah, they're a Vancouver group.
Yep. Yeah, they're a pretty rocking group there. We heard the song Unmanned, and at the top was Mirangi, an Australian artist. Very rootsy, very eclectic, electronic, amazing, soulful singer there, Mirangi. We only have time for one more song. I'm going to play Buffy St. Marie. Now, being a newcomer to Canada, Laura, what can you tell me? Because I know she's a real icon, right?
Yeah, she's a folk icon and an Aboriginal activist, and I think that she's probably one of the best-known folk female artists coming out of the 60s, 70s. I mean, she's still making music today, so...
Yeah, and I was just reading a little bit about her. When she was quite young and new in her career, she even toured down to Australia and stuff, so, I mean, she's done a lot there. I like on her MySpace, she's got there, after the beatniks and before the hippies. So you really know where she's coming from in the history. Yeah. I really like that. So we're gonna go out with a song, Little Wheel, Spin and Spin. And we actually, usually we segue into alternative radio, but actually we do have a special guest here doing a special show for International Women's Day. Sheila. Sheila is here, going to be here for the next hour. We're going to leave you with Buffy St. Marie. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian and Canadian music show. I've been very happy to have Laura and Ariana. Ariana's disappeared. Bye, Ariana, wherever you are, somewhere on the campus. And thank you, Laura.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
Oh, it's been great. And it gives me fond memories of Edmonton, a wonderful, wonderful place and a wonderful station at CJSR there. Okay, thanks for listening. International Women's Day is currently on all around the world, March 8th. Buffy St. Marie.
Turn around.